Let us take now the scriptures and turn in them to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. We just heard of the last Lord's Day, the temptation of Jesus that he went through, and then the beginning of his ministry. And then we'll pick up this day, this morning, in verse 18 of chapter 4, and we'll read through chapter 5, verse 12. In the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. So Matthew 4, verse 18 through 5, verse 12. Beloved, hear now the Word of God. It is His Word, and so give your attention to it. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, He saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus was going throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness among the people. The news about him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." And that is the word of our God. So there, the end of chapter 4 through verse 22, the Lord Jesus is beginning his ministry. In the beginning of his ministry, we see that he's calling his disciples, calling his followers, those whom he will teach and disciple. And we see a few of them here, and obviously there's more of them, but here four are named: Peter, Andrew, James, and John. They're all fishermen. And the Lord Jesus calls them there, even especially Peter and Andrew, and it seems like he would have done the same for James and John, but it does not say in this text, that he calls them to be not fishermen, as in fishing for fish, but fishing for men. That is an evangelism and calling others to come and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, as Jesus himself was preaching and as John the Baptizer was preaching or had been preaching. So Jesus, having called them, they immediately left all that they had. They even, John and James, they left their father. And so a reminder to us, as we are called here to follow after Jesus, even if it means leaving our jobs, even if it means leaving our parents, our family, and leaving those things behind and following after him, that we must do so. In the rest of chapter 4, we see Jesus showing forth that he has been sent by God. We see him curing diseases. This, of course, brought, as we see with the apostles in Acts, and we also go back to the gospel now as we're in Matthew, and we see great crowds coming to him. And so we just heard Peter and John in Acts healing the lame man, and great crowds came to them. Same, anytime people in the scriptures are healing people and curing diseases, great crowds come. And it's at those times as God is working through such people that to heal others, God healing the people, more particularly, that preaching happens. Preaching happens. And here Jesus preaches. So Peter and John, when we go to Acts, they're following the example of their master Jesus, as we see here. And they're to be calling the people to repentance since the kingdom of heaven was at hand. So beginning of chapter 5, we see the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount and the 8 Beatitudes, the statements of blessing or statements of how to be happy. The same word, happy, blessed. Happy is the man, or blessed is the man. And as followers of Jesus, we are called to do the following things, all which are worked in us and are then producing the fruit of the Spirit. We are called to be poor in spirit, to mourn, that is, to mourn over our sin, to be gentle, to hunger and thirst after righteousness, to be merciful, for God was merciful to us, to be pure in heart, makers of peace, and to not shun the idea of persecution or even that it would come to us. And because we are called to such things, the Lord promises great blessings, happiness. And He says you will receive, if you partake in those things, you will receive the kingdom of heaven. You will be comforted. You will inherit the earth. You will be satisfied. You'll receive mercy. You'll see God. And you'll be called His sons. And again, verse 10, you'll have the kingdom of heaven. And your reward, He says, in heaven is great. These statements of how to be happy and blessed are worked in us by salvation in Christ and by His Spirit, and are guaranteed through for us through sanctification and glorification. And so let us go to the Lord who blesses His people, whom He called out of darkness and into a marvelous light, and ask that He would work these things in us. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for the great calling that You have had on many of our lives, that even for some of us, we've had to put off things of this world. All of us have had to put off things of this world. But even some very important things, like family, or our life's way of living, of how to make a living, survive. And thankfully, You've provided other jobs and other ways to survive, because You're a great and merciful God. And You've given us, if we have left family or friends, You have given us a greater family, a family that we will be with for all eternity, the body of Christ, Your bride. Father, we thank You that You've given us the church. And now on earth, the church and all its warts and illnesses and issues, sin, it's still being sanctified. And Father, we ask that You would give us Your Spirit. And those still in darkness, You would shine Your bright light and into their hearts and change their hearts and give them Your Son. And give them His righteousness. Turn them from their sins. As we ask for ourselves, that You would even, very prideful people, that You would humble us. That You would make us pure in our hearts. That You would cause us to seek after righteousness. Hunger for it. Thirst for it. And the many other things that we see here, even in our day, in our culture, that we've heard in the book of Acts recently of oppression and persecution. Father, we know that if we are your children, we are heirs, and we will be persecuted. And so, Father, let us not shy away from that, or the idea of that, or that it could actually come upon us. We should expect it and know that it will happen. And yet, Father, with knowing that, and knowing that you even say here, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Father. We ask first that you would make us righteous, so that we'd be persecuted for righteousness' sake. And yet, Father, we don't necessarily desire that persecution to come. Father, we are afraid of it. And some of us, maybe many of us, are unbelieving that it will actually come. And yet in our day it seems it will, if things continue, come in a greater way than ever before for us. No longer only through words, but even through action towards our persons, our bodies. So Father, cause us to endure. And strengthen us for that great task, that we would not renounce our faith or even be tempted to do so. And yet, Father, through these means, we also ask that you would purge the church of the sin and the false professors, the chaff, the wolves, and the impurities. That you would refine us as you refine or man refines gold. Strengthen us for that, Father. By your Spirit, sustain us, for we are unable to do this of our own strength. For we are weak, and yet we know that you are strong and your grace is sufficient. And so, Father, give us that grace. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.